So if the Panthers are interested, I mean, obviously there's a lot of lobbying and jockeying and stuff, but if they don't want to give up a, you know, a nice young stud that they've got, and the Panthers have many, if they don't want to give up one of those guys, how interested could they be in Phil Kessel?
Well, they are. And by the way, I was at the All-Star game in Columbus, and I asked Phil point blank, would he like to play for the Panthers? And his face lit up, man. You know this guy had the place, a summer home in South Florida, which sounds bizarre, but this guy comes to Florida every summer. I think it's in Boca, and he loves to fish, so and probably play golf as well. So this guy wants to be here. I know he does. Now, the question is, Dale Talon covets his young draft picks that are blossoming now, you know, like a mother hen covets her chicks. No way he's parting with a Barkov, a Huberdov, an Ekblad. Even a Brandon Peary, it could be a future sniper, but he's getting hurt a lot. So the question is, who will he give up and who do the Maple Leafs want? Got a lot of stud defensemen, guys. And this, I mean, I'm Ekblad not moving forever. But Gudbranson hasn't really taken major steps towards being the future captain and franchise defense than they had hoped he would have been. He may be up for grabs. And then they got some young college kids like Mike Matheson and Ian McGoshin, highly touted prospects, the defensemen for the future. So they do have some excess of defensemen. Now, it just depends whether the Leafs would go for a blue liner and maybe a Sean Bergenheim to, you know, to shed some salary after this season.
What about the money? Like, does it line up? Because that's always the difficulty in seeing a trade like this go down with a player that is being paid like a Phil Kessel, that, you know, for a long amount of time, the money's gotta line up. I mean, you think the Panthers and Leafs can figure that out? From a financial standpoint, where are the Panthers at?
Yeah, I mean, we know that attendance is the usual down here, pretty low. These owners, these New York billionaires, are spending money. They promised, they're committed to this team. They will obviously got to go to the cap. They'll go to the cap ceiling for someone like Kessel. They will. They're shedding a lot of salary after this season, guys. You know, the Fleischmans, the Bergenheims, the Upshults, Kapetskis, they're all coming off. So there will be money. Whether they can do it now before the trade deadline is the question. But these guys are committed to staying in South Florida. And Phil Kessel is the piece that they need, a sniper, a 25 to 30 goal scorer a year to work in as the Barkovs and Huberdovs become those players. And trust me, all these guys are scratching the surface. Of course, how can I forget Nick Bjugstad? Already has 20 goals in his second full season. This kid is a future perennial all-star to come.
So, I mean, obviously Kessel, it would be a nice fit there in terms of a goal scorer, because he's 25th, or the Panthers are 25th overall in goals per game. Their power play is 27th, so... obviously, the Panthers need some offense there. Those are the names you mentioned in terms of players that Kessel would be lined up with should he end up with the Florida Panthers?
Right, right. Well, it's funny. They got 6 goals against Anaheim again for the second time this year, and then they lose 3 in a row. They scored 2 goals in 3 games with Houston getting both of them. They're lucky they got into the shootout with the Blues last night, Houston's last-minute goal with the net empty. But yeah, I mean, my God, they are loaded up the middle, these guys. I mean, we've mentioned they're converting some of the young prospects to wings, like Peary, like Vincent Trocheck, who will be up here soon. Grimaldi was a center. Huberto plays like a center, but he's playing left wing. So they are so strong up the middle, guys. But come on, you can put Phil anywhere. Mm. And with the talent of a Barkov, the passing, the amazing passing of Huberto and Barkov, I think Kessel could easily be just a perennial 30-goal scorer down here in Florida.
You know, it's funny, because when I first read your tweet, I thought, well, there's another athlete that is in a city that dominated by hockey, and, you know, the media being what it is here in Toronto for Kessel, the attraction for Kessel would be, oh, man, I don't have to deal with that. You know, that kind of media going to Florida. And, you know, that just happened with Luongo leaving Vancouver to come back to Florida. It's funny how history might be repeating itself there.
I knew you were going there. I was just going to say that. Luongo is playing, obviously just made the All-Star team for the first time in several years. He's playing some of his career-best hockey. He's 35 years old. He looks. The thing is that is the concern here is, will Luongo stay an elite goalie up until these young prospects blossom into stars? It's going to be close. You know, a goalies go to 40, 42 these days, and Luongo is one of the most well-conditioned goalies I've ever seen. You know, he rides his bike all around South Florida in the summer. The guy's a fitness, maniac. He's never had a major injury, knock on wood, in my head and everything else around here. But so it's just less pressure. Come on, they got Harvey Fialkov and George Richards, two easygoing guys who we just want to get back to page 1C of sports. We've been buried on 7C for so long, but now the Heat aren't sexed anymore. The Marlins are 2 months are away. They haven't done anything in years. Only ridiculous contract for Stanton coming up a broken face. And the Dolphins have sucked for 25 years. So the Panthers have a chance to steal a piece of this market. And they have created some buzz this year, guys. And with Phil Kessel and these blossoming young stars, this could be the team of the future, and we can get back into the headline.
Yeah, and maybe making a splash in the newspapers right now and making a big blockbuster deal, it would certainly help the Florida Panthers in terms of marketing. Just coming through now, Kulikov getting 4 games for his hit on Tyler Seguin. How does that grab you?
Yeah, we knew it was a matter of time. You know what? I was on the phone and I missed that tweet. I got to get to that. Did you get 4 additional games this Sunday or get 5 total? What did you say?
Just saw 4 games. Just saw four games.
Yeah, because he was suspended indefinitely, so he missed Sunday's game. I'm not sure if that counts or not.
Yeah, but, I don't know yet.
Hey, listen, when a Florida Panther takes out a Tyler Seguin, it's one of the stars of this league, on the stars, 29 goals, and who basically, the Panthers, that might hit might have killed the Dallas Stars' playoff hopes. You know that the commission had to come down hard on Kulikov. And it's going to hurt. I mean, they've already, Willie Mitchell's been banged up after 6 games, although he's supposed to play on this road trip, probably not against you guys. They got 3 AHLs on the back end, you know, with Kampfer and Petrovic and Shane O'Brien back in the league. So that's going to hurt, no doubt about it. The defense has been solid. Even during this 3-game losing streak, they've only given up about 4 goals themselves. So Cooley has become playing the best defense of his 5-6-year career. He used to make a lot of turnovers, but playing with Willie Mitchell for the first part of the season took that out of his game. And Willie Mitchell just has that amazing effect, young defenseman. He's been a godsend, as you know, what he did for the Kings. So it's going to hurt, but you know what? With Luongo and Ekblad and Petrovic and Soup, Brian Campbell, they should hold the fort down, at least through this road trip.